fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 7th day of December, the day that will live in infamy. The purpose of the day is to read the book titled World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. The protocols to keep you from getting cancer that I do every day are in there. I'm not going to state them publicly because you won't read the book. You need to read the book, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. We have patient Wayne in agreement, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's author of, I believe, 13 books, and just released one yesterday. We'll be talking about that. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim has a weekly radio show. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Yes, cancer. I have a little story about cancer.
Please.
A couple of them, actually. I was diagnosed myself with prostate cancer about 12 years ago. I didn't have it. I went to get a second opinion, and it was kind of an odd situation. I was with taking somebody else to a clinic. It was late on a Friday afternoon when this person's appointment was. And so anyway, I'm walking out of the clinic, a clinic that I didn't go to. And this, by the way, this cancer thing came up because of an annual checkup.
Right.
And so anyway, as a result, I was at this other clinic, and I said, well, you know, maybe I'll just get a second opinion. So this woman at the reception desk says, well, we've only got one doctor here. He's older, you know, you can see him if you want. And I said, okay, I'll go see him. Anyway, I explained the situation, and I didn't even get half of this out of my mouth. And he goes, wait a minute. He says, you don't have cancer. He said, you have a prostate infection. He said, take this. He gave me a prescription for 3 months. But take this. Don't stop taking until it's all done. And that's what I had. But they had me ready for chemo, you know, x-rays, or, you know, whatever, surgery, everything. I was going to be a $200,000 patient. Of course, I had no intention of doing any of that.
Cha-ching. Yeah. Well, yeah. I got a follow-up to that. I had what's called a PSA test about 25 years ago, and it was a 12.
That's what they use.
Yeah, and Luckily, the oncologist that I talked to, he says, John, I wish they'd stop sending me guys like you. Your PSA is about over 100. You know, come and talk to me. In the meantime, a neighbor of mine, he had a PSA of 9. And this goes back about 12 years ago. He calls me up and he says, John, I need to talk to you. And I want to talk to him. And he says, I got cancer. Well, he went through the whole deal, surgery and chemo, ruined his life as a normal, healthy male. I find out about a year ago, all he had was a slightly elevated PSA of about 9. And they ruined this man's life. He didn't have cancer. He just had an elevated PSA. The same thing with one of my brothers. He had a PSA of 9, and he challenged me to get another PSA test, and I got another PSA test, and it was whatever it was, 10 or 12. And I said, look, I've had this elevated PSA for 25 years. I can run the 100-meter dash faster than most 30 years old. In fact, I'll be running the 100-meter dash in May in the Senior Olympics once again, and I'm a healthy guy. But he didn't take the word of his older brother. He took the word of the doctors, and he ruined his life. So I don't know what your situation was, Jim. Did you just have an elevated PSA? Is that all it was?
Well, yeah, no, it was an infection, and that's what was kicking it off.
An infection.
And this guy said the real test for cancer, because the PSA is usually a sub one numbers, like 0.09 or something, you know. And he said if it goes up 3 years in a row, that could be an indicator. Doesn't mean you have cancer. But what they do is they just, anybody with a higher PSA level, they immediately send you off to the money machine.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
And the women that have, they'll come in, they'll say they have tumors, and then they'll have mastectomy. 95% of them do not have cancer. That's a big, big money machine.
I've known women who had no cancer, no tumors, no anything. That they feared breast cancer so much, they had double mastectomy, so they could not have cancer. That's how scared people are, Jim.
Right. Well, you get in the doctor's office, and the doctor scares the piss out of you. You're going to die, you know, and you're thinking your family and, you know, your kids, you know, these are usually women of childbearing age, and they have young children, and they're, they want to live, of course, but, you know, they wonder what's going to happen to their family and kids. So they go, man, they got them. They got them a dead ringer, you know. Anyway, I have another little story. I was in Ecuador. I was traveling, and I stopped at this place for breakfast. Nobody there, only person there. And a guy comes out while I'm waiting for breakfast to be served. And he goes over to the window and he puts on this record, an old, you know, literally vinyl disc record. It starts playing this song.
A jukebox? And,
no, it was literally an old record.
Oh, a turntable. Okay, gotcha.
Turntable, yeah. And just one of the old ones, you know, where it's just that and a little speaker inside. Right. And he's standing there looking out over the countryside. So I go over and I say, hi, how's it going? He goes, I do this every morning to just thank for being alive. He said, I had cancer. And this guy did have cancer. I mean, he was on his deathbed. He couldn't move. And somebody said, okay, I'm taking you. They took him to a clinic in Mexico. I think it was like near the border, near like Tijuana or something. So they put him on a regimen of cleaning him out of fruits and then albaricoque is it's like a durazno, it's a apricot seed. And part of his regimen was to take a bunch of these during the day and put them under his tongue and suck on them until they were completely gone.
Right.
And so he was doing that while I was talking to him. And he said in his class of 60, so this is 60 people that came in the same condition as him, nearly dead, in 6 months walked out, all of them walked out perfectly healthy.
That's good news, and that's typically what happens at these clinics. Let's see.
Oops, I'm going to change mics here.
Okay, all right, we'll change mics. And the call number is 512-248-8252, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, you're back.
Hello.
You're here. We can hear you. We can hear you. You can hear us, Jim? Live radio, what a hoot. Jim, we can hear you fine. And he's still messing with his equipment there. And once he gets that squared away, we'll get back to our conversation. I want to talk about Jim's new book. That's really something I'm looking forward to reading the new book. Jim, are you back?
Hello.
We hear you, Jim. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
We hear you, Jim. We hear you fine.
Okay. Hello.
We hear you, Jim. We hear you fine. Okay, Jim must have unplugged his speaker on his end, apparently. In changing, I didn't think the audio was that bad myself, but maybe he'll switch to another microphone or speaker or whatever it takes. Anyway, his new book, and when he gets back, which will be shortly, hopefully we'll get the title of the book, what the premise of the book is, and how you can get your hands on it. Okay, here we go. It was supposed to be released yesterday. I'll go ahead and, since it was released yesterday, I'll go ahead and read the cover here. The Real History of Man and Earth, Myths, Logic, and Mayhem. A complement to the text, Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes, by Professor James McCanney. Here's the subtitle. It's pretty lengthy here. Western knowledge is a term that inspires confidence in most people. University scholars have decided on the evolutionary history of man. Via social propaganda, this permeates all aspects of society. Agencies like NASA carry a message implying that we know about our solar system and the history of the human race. To offer any alternative calendar or scientific belief is not allowed. But there are major contradictions that cannot be ignored. Our history as taught could not possibly be true. That begs the question, what is the real history of man and Earth? And that's going to be available at Professor McCanney's website, that is JMCC. JMCC.net, I believe.
Testing 1, 2. John?
We hear you. We hear you fine, Jim.
Oh, man. Sorry.
JMCCanneyScience.com. Jay McCanney. I read the title of your book and the subtitle, Jim, while you were on your break there.
Oh, okay.
And this book is available at your website at JMCCanneyScience.com, isn't it, sir?
Right. The short URL is JMCCSCI.com, 7 letters.
All right. Well, Jim, this book, I'm looking forward to reading it myself. Is it available in hard copy or just as a PDF?
It's just as a PDF right now. We're working on getting it into a hard copy. And there's a reason, I won't say it on the air, that I may be releasing this also on Amazon. Not any of my other books, but just this one. Because this book has, like lots of them, they're sitting on the shelf ready to go. It just needs like production work.
Right.
And
right.
People ask me, how can you write a book like this so quickly? I said it's like kind of having a baby. It's right there. Everything is ready to happen. I just need to produce it, basically. But it's very timely because right now, the real history of man and earth, myth, magic, and mayhem. Right now, there's a huge, massive consortium of people who are coming out and saying a comet hit Earth 12,000 years ago, and at the beginning of what is known as the Younger Dryas period, it's like a cooling period of Earth, and that caused the Noah's flood and the death of the mammoths, the transition from the Holocene period, where the woolly mammoths and the saber-toothed tigers died off. And, you know, and there's it's like everything in the kitchen sink. And it, we know that there were mastodons on planet Earth up to 4,000 years ago. So, but what's going on here is this is a political football. And it's allowed because, number one, back in the way back in the early days of Carl Sagan, Carl Sagan said that no, nothing could hit Earth, there could be no comets, and they were going against Velikovsky, who said that comets had effects on Earth, and they standard all of the geology and anthropology and archaeology and astronomy, etc. Everybody got together and denounced Velikovsky, saying that no, there couldn't be anything to this. And no more was the ink dry on the paper than comes along a Nobel Prize winning physicist who says, look, we're finding this iridium layer all over above the layer of the dinosaurs. And that's where the idea that an asteroid hit Earth and killed the dinosaurs, which turns out to not be true either. But at any rate, so at that point, they said, okay, we will allow in the world of news and allowed science, an asteroid strike that happened long ago, out of sight, out of mind, and caused a demise of something on Earth. Because other than that, the idea was that slow evolution just answered everything for the planetary development, for the Big Bang in the universe, and biological evolution. And of course, they had no evidence for any of this. But at any rate, this is allowed science, that one thing hit the Earth, make it long ago, and out of sight, out of mind, and that's allowed. And so now there's a huge effort in the popular press to support this Younger Dryas thing, you know, the pole shifts and Earth changes and everything else, and the spray of diamonds that occurred, which is real. We'll talk about that in a minute. That all of this happened at one time when a comet hit Earth. The only problem is they can't find the crater. So now they're saying, oh, well, it hit the North Pole. It hit the ice cap, and that's why you can't see anything. But there's nothing there. There's just ice. And so anyway, more and more scientists are jumping on this bandwagon. And when you see this happening, you can smell a Nobel Prize somewhere in the mix, because Nobel Prizes have been given for things like this, or the Big Bang, or, you know, standard science, things that can lock in standard science. And then also this ridiculous idea that comets are dirty snowballs. And so anyway, that's what's going on. And so I said, okay, I want to counter this with the real situation, because we've had no less than 5 big Earth-wide events in the last 10,000 years. And see, what they're trying to do is put this out even beyond 10,000 years in just one event. And so all of these scientists, it looks like American Geophysical Union roster of scientists who are signing up for this, and it's being headed by a guy from Lawrence Livermore Laboratory. You can just smell Nobel Prize on this.
Right.
And of course, they will give them one, and it really shouldn't be, because this should be, a Nobel Prize should be for individuals working on their own that make great discoveries. That's what it's for, not these institutionalized things like this. But that all went away decades and decades ago, where they started breaking the rules of the Nobel Prize and giving Nobel Prizes to institutionalized things. And anyway, I could go
well,
on.
Jim, I'm at your website and the book section. I don't see the new book listed here.
But it's not in the book section at all. It's just on the cover there. And the reason is we're about to upload a brand new page. So it's just on the very homepage. So okay. It's not in the book section yet. And we're going to a different style of...
we got J. McCanley Science, JMCC Group, jmccgroup.com. Which one? I see a lot of different websites here.
And after traveling so much to
Here's a break.
Every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Professor James McCanning. Jim, we got my neighbor on the line here. My neighbor Linda, her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a 7-minute drive from my home. A high-end bed and breakfast with Christmas decorations. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So the Christmas tree is a 12-foot Christmas tree. Is it in the main room there?
It is. Yes, it is.
And it doesn't even come halfway up to the ceiling, does it?
No, it doesn't look that big in there.
I like to tell people it's a rare occasion that you get a chance to buy a home that was featured at Better Homes and Gardens. But that's, in fact, what you and your husband have for sale, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful place. I know there's someone out there that it's just perfect for.
Well, radiant heat is a clear sign of a high-end home. The size of this place, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, 12 people could live there and not feel like they're jammed up on each other, couldn't they?
Yeah, that's very true. We just had some family out for a Christmas celebration, and there were 10 of us, well, actually 12, counting Gary and myself, and there was plenty of room and lots of space to entertain, and no one felt crowded or cramped at all.
Right, right. Well, Linda, the photographs, there's about 30 photographs, right? And you're going to be sending me the photographs with the Christmas decorations. The furnishings, at one time you were going to open an antique store, and so you had your choice of a lot of different decorations, and you spent a lot of time choosing and picking just the right decorations and furnishings, and you don't need a second home full of decorations and furnishings, so that's all negotiable along with the house itself, isn't it?
Yes, it would really save us a lot of time and energy if someone would just want to be able to turn the key and walk in and start living there.
Well, it's a rare opportunity to become my neighbor, have a high-end home that is absolutely dust-free. If you're traveling here like your clients do, from Europe or from Asia, you expect a home in pristine condition without a speck of dust anywhere, don't you?
That is. That's what they expect, and they get that because they come back routinely.
Absolutely. Well, the place is available. We have a lady that I know you'll be talking to her next day or two that's expressed her interest. But the first person who gets it is the first person, aren't they?
Right, right. That's why, like I said, it's a rather unique home, but I know there's someone out there, there's a family out there that it'll just be perfect for.
And you're not advertising this anyplace else. You want to have some control over who gets this. And you know the demographics of the John Moore Radio Show listeners, mostly Christians, mostly Americans. And we want to have Christian conservative neighbors, don't we?
Yes, yes. That's a big reason why we're not going with a high-end real estate advertiser. We have had them come out. They did give us appraisal. That's how we've got the price. They assured us they could sell it for that, but we would have to sell it to just anyone, and we don't want just anyone as our neighbors.
Right, right. Well, despite what's going on with real estate in East Coast, West Coast, Texas, and Florida, our prices remain more or less the same because we weren't overpriced to begin with, were we?
No, I tell you, Missouri, I think that's why people are flocking here to the Midwest, because it doesn't seem cheap to us, but it's a cheap place to live compared to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, one of my listeners and her husband recently bought a place in Davisville, and there's been more positive activity in building and remodeling in Davisville than there has been in decades, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's wonderful coming down that hill into Davisville and seeing, people doing new construction and cleaning up their yard. Yeah, it's beautiful.
They bought three structures. One of them was a post office in Davisville half a century ago or more. And there hasn't been anything done there in at least 40 years, but it's looking really good now, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's nice to see someone redoing it, remodeling it. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah, well, of course, I know the owners, and they're great people. Well, Linda, thank you for visiting with us, and we look forward to talking to you soon, my dear.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Jim, I was looking at your website, and the book is there on your website. It just doesn't jump off the page and leap out at you, but it is, in fact, there. You have to scroll down a little bit. It's about one-third the page down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just on the homepage, and like I say, we're installing an entirely new purchase system and everything, so trying to keep changes to a minimum.
Absolutely. Here's our bottom-of-the-hour break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. New article by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, posted at his panel, Steve O'Neill's panel. The excellent documentary, Died Suddenly. Excellent evidence presented by 8 or 9 embalmers about the fibrous structures. We're calling them clots. We're not sure what to call them being pulled out of the deceased. And, of course, Proxit will help you achieve your goals. The harvest-dried, freeze-dried equipment, professional-grade equipment that you can install in your home, the Liberated rocket heaters, and, of course, the energy cleaners, my home business, to help people get past the arthritis and get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Jim, before we get to our caller, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, if you would, please.
Thanks, John. Yeah, tomorrow night, Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, shortwave, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and also streams live from WWCR.com, tower number 2. And so you can listen to all kinds of venues. It also airs live on Truth Be Told Radio Network, 10:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And so there's more and more places, podcast locations, etc. And I'm in the last month here, December, of the year-long series regarding the discoveries of my work. It's not a presentation of my work. It's the presentation of the history of discoveries. And so now I'm moving into the future and talking about what the future should be like based on my work. So that's where we are. And all the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage, which is linked from your page.
Well, Jim, when you were a college instructor, you probably had 18-year-old young men as students, didn't you, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And when I was 18, a senior in high school, in my very mature 18-year-old brain, I thought I was going to become a professional race car driver. And that audio clip we just heard was Matt Damon playing the role of Carroll Shelby in Ford versus Ferrari. And luckily, my parents didn't know it, but my first car I picked to buy when it was new, just a few years before, it was the 10th fastest car on the planet, Triumph TR3. I drove 17 and a half miles one way to school. And the car had no windshield. I removed the windshield, and I would frequently go 5,000 RPMs, going 100 miles an hour plus, routinely on the way to high school. And my quest to become a professional race car driver, I thought I needed to practice and train while I was driving to high school. So that's why I put that clip in there, because it has a very personal meaning for me. And I got a new magnetic bumper sticker for my Triumph TR6, which also has no windshield. And the magnetic bumper sticker says the following: windshields are for sissies. So that explains part of who John Moore is and who I became, that early experience. And anyway, let's move on from there. Our caller is Chuck in New Mexico. Good morning, Chuck.
Professor, I'm a longtime fan. I've been following your work for over 20 years. I've purchased almost all of your publications, DVDs, etc., and I've been purchasing your water products for a long, long time. Anyway, this is about your new book, and I made the purchase on the 2nd of December. As soon as I found the tab on the main page, which is a yellow tab, if people are looking for it. And I made the purchase through PayPal. I want to alert you, one, there are possible problems with PayPal. They are, in some cases, not forwarding the recipient the information of the purchase after it has been made. You might check to make sure that PayPal is, in fact, forwarding all that information to you. And the other is that Mel Fabregas over at VeritasRadio.com has had this problem for many, many months, and PayPal refuses to correct it. Just a heads up. And I'm wondering what the timeline is in possible receiving the new book. Over.
Okay. Well, we're sending out right now from orders that occurred because yesterday was the release date. And so if you want just give your name to the producer here when you drop one, and we'll get your I'll double check that I have it, unless you want to give it to me on the air, you know.
No, I'll pass it to the producer. Yeah. That'd be better.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me just answer something. I believe that all of the major processors, and this is like PayPal and this is other I won't name, but they're all blacklisting people and businesses. I have had, just without going into a lot of detail, have had tremendous problems getting orders. And the only way I know about it is I'll get a failed order email from a very few of them. But people are going there, they can't order, they go away. And so this is being done to target people, to ruin their business. And so I just found, when John was looking for my page, I went in and did a search myself for my own page, came up with an outfit in Indiana that since 2016 has been using my webpage to raise money. It's called, you can look it up, it's called the Jim McKinney, like misspelled my last name, Aerospace some Foundation. And apparently have been using my webpage to raise money since 2016. I just discovered this. So yeah, there's stuff all over the place. But the processing of orders is a big problem. And it's it's something I've been struggling with. And it's daily. I'll just put it that way. It is daily to keep, the order processing systems working. And in spite of that, some orders do get through. But make sure you give your name. And this is what's coming. This is called fascism. This is destroying people and then just putting people on a list. This is why they don't want Elon Musk getting into Twitter. Because look at how he's exposing what went on during just the election. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Shadow banning YouTube. I've been shadow banned on YouTube since its inception. If you type a comment about me in YouTube, it'll disappear. They just have an algorithm that takes it out right away. You know, so this is a way of destroying any people's ability. And then they have fake groups that come in, steal my information, and they post it all over YouTube. They actually get funded. And that's going on right now with this Younger Dryas thing, where you have, I talked about this last week, Graham Hancock. He's a guy who's really not a scientist at all, who's jumping on this bandwagon. He's got a Netflix video. He's got, international radio show access and stuff like this. And so when you see that kind of promotion, you know that the CIA is behind it. And funding under the table, you know, the spiffy web pages, the glossy hardcover publications, you know, that are up there selling millions of books. And I'm trying to sell one book on my webpage, and they're blocking it. So this is just to give you an idea of what's going on. And, of course, why would YouTube publish and promote people who steal my work and make it into crazy work? Because I'm right on target. That's why. But this has been going on, and it's nothing less than fascism at work. You know, the news media, I could go on, but yeah, definitely they are doing everything they can to shut down businesses from succeeding that compete with their agenda, especially independents. They do not like independents. All scientists, all researchers should come under this veil of government-approved science. And I don't.
Roger, okay. I really appreciate that, Jim. And just keep up the good work. I can't wait to get the book. It goes right to the top of my stack of reading material. Over.
Yeah, this is, it's a very important book because the history of man... If you can destroy the history of a culture or civilization or species, if you want to call it that, then you can control them. And that's what it's all about. It's getting, stories that are approved and promoting them and taking anything that is not approved and squelching it.
Roger. And I'll pass that information through your website, or pardon me, your email at your waterfilters.com site, over.
Yeah, you can email there just to verify that we got your order.
Okay, will do. And I'll let you go. And thanks. Just keep up the great work. You're doing outstanding work and very greatly appreciated. Bye-bye.
Chuck, thank you for the call. Jim, how many pages is the new book, sir?
It's under 100. It's just under 100 pages.
Okay. All right. It'll be a quick read.
So it's I don't like 300-page books. You know, they just people don't have time, and I can get my point in without a lot of fluff. And so this book is very similar to, for example, my last book on Planet X, The Real Story, Update, the Real History of Planet X, where it's short chapters, relatively short, and very much to the point. And so when you come away, it doesn't take you weeks to read this thing. And you come away with a very clear idea of what's going on.
All right. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Jim, are you still on KU Band Satellite on Pete Peters' satellite channel? Because I haven't been able to get you the last couple of weeks.
That's
it usually
cranky.
Comes on
I don't
at
know
10
what's going on there.
Pardon?
Yeah, it should be 10 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's been going on. I've been trying to check into it. And there again, there's a lot of things going on where that's a WTWW shortwave station. And so I don't know what's going on, but I've noticed that too. I've called in. We're trying to work with them. There again, there's a lot of, it's not with the station itself, from what I understand. There's other things going on. But anyway, I would look for another way to listen if you can't get it there, or look at the archive on the webpage.
Yeah, they used to replay that around 3 o'clock Saturday morning, too, but I tried, one time when I didn't get it to set my recorder on my receiver, and it didn't. I don't think they're doing that either. So, okay, thanks. That's all I had.
Okay, thanks for the call. Looks like our next caller, Jim, is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, I I agree with you. The Nobel Prizes have become political. It's been that way for decades, I think. The one I'm most interested in, of course, is DNA and the structure of DNA, and who really was first at getting the structure down. And if you read the story, excuse me, the double helix, and I think there's other works out there, they talk about the crystal that Rosalind Franklin worked with actually wasn't crystallized in England. It was crystallized in Switzerland and sent to England. So that tells me that, well, if it was crystallized by somebody else, probably those other people already had the structure, because crystallographers all around the world compete with each other as to who's the first to find something. So Crick was from Cambridge, and Watson was from Rockefeller's University of Chicago, and there's the Nobel Prize right there.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is right with, to say corruption as the only term, because once you get up to that point, and what they're doing now is just supporting what they call standard, what I call standard science, you know, the axioms of science. Two times in a row, it dealt with climate change, you know, which is really horrifically bad science. And I looked at it, these people were statisticians, and what they did was really wrong. It was just patently wrong, because that's not the way statistics work. But anyway, yeah, I could go on and on about that. But you should almost have a alternative Nobel Prize and not give out any money, but just choose what really is the best discovery of the year. In my year-long series, one thing I did when I was going through all of the scientific discoveries that I did at Cornell, it, before I left there, I probably had 15 Nobel Prize-winning discoveries that were just completely out of the norm. I mean, nobody had ever conceived of these things before, and I had probably 15 of them before I was had to leave there. But you'll never see the light of day.
James, thank you for the call. Okay, we appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Jim, I neglected to ask you about an archaeological update. Do you have a quick one for us, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about diamonds, these micro-diamonds that are scattered around. And this is one of the things these people have picked up when talking about their younger Gaius days. But there are when these major events occur, something that they see, like peppered on top of the mastodons on the upper side of where they were, whether they were on their feet or laying on their side dead, is they're peppered all the way into the bone with microdiamonds, and not just a few, but millions of them. And so these come from the nose side of comets. The plasma discharge comet model, that's one of the things I predicted long ago. And so these microdiamonds form, and then they just come raining in, and they just pepper the whole area. So anyway, they're discovering these, but then, of course, they're attributing it to some kind of thing hitting the ice pack on the north at the North Pole, which in no way, shape, or form could form diamonds. But at any rate, the diamonds, you can form them in a vacuum chamber. You vaporize carbon and then put in an electric current of electrons, and the little carbon buckyballs form, and inside the diamonds start forming a crystalline structure. And that's how it works in the nose side of a comet. And it's in my books. It's in my book, The Diamond Principle and Calculate Primes, etc. But at any rate, that's what these people are jumping on. And by the way, all these people that are jumping up and down today about the Younger Dryas period, this was all done five times before. The first one was Kluge and Napier, 1979. So these people are just rehashing stuff that has already come and gone, and it's getting a lot of publicity. And like I say, it's a well-controlled publicity stunt by the CIA to divert any real science from the public. But I just want to get in another comment. For some reason, NASA claims that they're going to open up data to the general public. In other words, the principal investigators will no longer get a year of sitting on the data before it's released. So that's yet to be seen.
All right.
If that actually happens.
Jim, thank you. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle